This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, yeah. Hello and welcome, everyone. It's the world famous Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. I'm Ben Rogers, joined by Jeff Skin Wade, Jonathan Shippy Shipman, playing hurt through an injury that Sean Sharif could not overcome.
God.
We're also joined by the pride and joy of only Texas, the great Kevin KT Turner. It's all hands on deck in studio today. Now, tomorrow, we will be out and about, and we'd like to invite you to come join us. We're going to be at Pluckers in Dallas off of Lovers in Greenville.
Yes.
We'll be there from 10 to 2. Come have lunch with us at Pluckers. Bring your entire office. Bring your mom. Bring your friends. Bring your coworkers, your neighbors. We want to pack the house tomorrow for lunch at Pluckers.
Ben, we launched our football season, our lunch football season at Pluckers Dallas, right there at the Lovers Greenville location, and it was lit. AF fire in the hole, bro dogs.
What?
So we got it. I don't know what you're saying these days. I'm trying to keep up.
I thought it was good.
Thanks, dog. So why wouldn't we top that? We would be remiss to not try to top that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because it was great doesn't mean we go, look at how great that was. We'll never have to. Let's do it again. Let's do it bigger. Let's do it better. And let's everybody eat wangs tomorrow.
Let's do that. Let's eat all the wangs. And lit what? AF. Is that, that's lighting farts, right?
Yep.
Okay. Savage.
That's what that's about. The savagery continues.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we got plenty to get into today, including unicorn rankings, the Jason Garrett presser, Kevin Dunn from 104.9 The Horn in Austin. He's going to join us. Mickey Spagnuolo is going to join us. We're all over Cowboys at every angle, but we should probably just kind of kick things around right now by tipping our caps to the great Derek Holland. Happy birthday, Dutch Oven.
Yeah.
It's Derek Holland's birthday.
Yeah.
Still think of him as being a young man in this world. How old is he now?
15? 34?
What?
There's no way, dude.
Yeah.
He's like 28.
Seriously?
Speaking of hashtag the savagery continues, great job on that.
Thank you.
That needs to trend. That's incredible.
Thank you.
There's no way that dude's
33.
That old.
33.
Oh, man.
He's one of those guys like Kavanaugh who's a lot older than people think he is.
Right.
Yeah.
Kavanaugh's 28, isn't he?
No, not quite.
How old's Kavanaugh?
He's pushing 40, I think.
What?
Isn't he like 35?
I thought he was 50.
He's like 35, isn't he?
I thought he was 50.
Does anybody know how old Roy is? I just looked in there.
Roy's my age.
Just saw an aging Ellen leaning over a board.
I think he's 23.
Roy's like 32, I think.
Oh.
I love Roy's take on how we should all just get along with each other regardless of, you know, our, you know, political affiliations and stuff.
I
thought that was a really fantastic
That's
point.
That's great. First of all, I was shocked that he was sitting up there with W.
Yeah.
To have that kind of access, but then the backlash that came back.
Yeah.
And for Roy to stand up for
everybody. Heard he did the pirate bit with W, and W didn't like it.
Oh, no.
Arr, matey.
Yeah, when he called himself a liberal Hollywood lesbian, though, I thought that was confusing.
Yeah, I knew exactly what he meant.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got lots to get into in terms of tracking the Dallas Cowboys today. Monitoring, not monitoring, but yes, monitoring.
Hold on, Roy just wandered by the window, completely oblivious to what we were talking about.
He heard the last parts. He kind of gave a sheepish grin.
He just nodded like, what's up, guys? What are y'all doing in there?
It's cool, Roy. I like girls, too.
All right, so let's do this. Let's trade off. Let's play glass half full, glass half empty pong.
Okay.
All right?
Ooh, yeah.
Let's come up with one thing we're optimistic about the Cowboys, and then one thing that we're concerned about.
Okay.
All right, let's go back and forth. So we'll never double park on optimism or pessimism. And let's start with something that we're optimistic about.
Okay. I'm optimistic that these tackles are going to be ready to go.
Oh.
Okay, I'm optimistic about that. Reverend Jerry came on the air and said that he was optimistic about it, so I'm going to be optimistic about it. Now, as we all know, sometimes he just sprinkles magic dust everywhere so that you don't see the car crash happening right over to the side. But I'm going to be optimistic that at least one of those dudes can get out there and play, and that would have a huge ripple effect.
Okay, I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to be optimistic that Antoine Woods returns and the run defense has a bit of an improvement over the next 2 weeks heading into the bye.
Wait, you just went back-to-back optimism.
Hey, just forget that he said, hey, can
you... Oh, we're ponging?
That?
Yeah,
we're
Pong.
It's okay, Pong. Soaping. Have you ever seen Pong? I mean, you are a young man. You may have never seen video Pong.
Pong's that movie with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, back and forth.
That's Tron.
Oh. Yeah, I was more of a table tennis guy.
Yeah.
The manual sport, just because I'm athletic.
The manual?
What?
So, do you want me to give a negative one? No,
well, you already ruined it with the positive.
Shippy, do you... back to you, Kevin.
So here's what Pong.
Yeah. So he went positive. So you hear that sound?
Yeah.
That's how Pong works. He went positive. You have to go negative.
Oh, my bad.
That's a real pleasing
I will say
sound.
That there's panic at the disco because they had time of possession deficiencies the last 2 weeks where they lost 36-24 in time of possession. And some guy, I don't know, maybe the head coach, sneaks his head in there and says, you know what? We're going back to our old ways, boys. We're running the ball. We're controlling the clock. And I think there's not going to be enough of a sample size to realize that this offense can work the way it's currently constructed rather than the old way.
Was that positive or negative? I couldn't tell at the end. I felt like...
Negative.
Okay.
My fear is that there's been such a short leash after two losses and not winning time of possession that's like, here we go, guys.
He turned it positive, so I'm going to double down on his negative part and point out that the Jets are, like, I think, in the top six or seven in the league in run defense. Because he was trying to make it...
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to make it positive and go, hey, we're going to run all over him, guys.
That's a positive for the Jets.
And then he pulled out a pom-pom.
Yeah, I couldn't tell what...
Yeah, I don't know
what tell what he was doing over there. He came with a negative. You just lost a listener. Okay, so he's...
I'm going to hear what Norm's doing.
He went negative. I'll go positive.
I am
confident that the Cowboys linebackers are going to respond like a hornet's nest that some punk kid's been throwing rocks at. They're going to come back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
So I refuse to believe that we've overestimated how good these linebackers are. I think they answer the call, and I think they're going to be better because of what's been happening.
That was one of the five or six greatest speeches I've ever heard, dude. You made me levitate with your Cowboy positivity.
You. I'm voting for you.
I am too.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
All right. So you can come with a negative.
Man, guys, Marowich is still on this team.
Oh, man.
Ooh,
the other boy is getting ready to trot out there and shank one when it matters.
Oh, man.
God, does he suck or what?
I mean, dude, easy. He's only missed three.
Oh, he sucks.
He's kicked three. He's perfect.
He's 0 for 3.
Hey, let him be negative. You're ruining what he's saying. He's talking about it being a concern.
Every day we get in here and try to explain to Kevin what we're going to do, and he poops all over it.
Listen,
can I have the wheel back?
Seriously.
The other boy sucks.
I think that's a great point.
Thanks.
And we've known he sucked for a long time. He sucked at camp. We knew he sucked. We were monitoring everything he was doing with panic.
He sucked in Canada.
God, he sucked forever.
Kevin's coming in here with extra point stats. What are you doing, dude? Just back off.
All right, so that allows KT now to come with a positive.
17 of 17 on extra points. Only three misses so far from field goal range.
Shut up.
You know what? He might be better than what's on the streets.
That's actually a positive.
Do you want to bring in Young?
That's
Hope
a positive.
Wait, that's a negative. Hold on.
I haven't seen these people on the streets.
Just see some of the names that are out there. Shane Graham. Like what?
That's one of the actors on Game of Thrones.
We're not doing that, are we? No.
No, he's a pastor.
We're not doing that. We're not bringing in guys like that. Cairo Santos. He missed four last week.
So what are you positive about?
That Maher's better than the guys on the streets.
That's pretty good scramble.
That's pretty good.
I thought his knee was down, and boy, he threw it downfield real quick.
All right. I'm going to be negative. Look, Antoine Woods, one of my favorite personalities in the locker room.
Uh-oh.
He was a career practice squad guy.
Oh, no.
And now he's the savior. He was on the field when they got destroyed by the Rams, and a fat running back ran for 400 yards against him in a playoff game. I like Antoine Woods, and I think he's an upgrade over what they've had. But, dude, let's not act like he's the savior, like he's some Pro Bowl run stopper who, oh, my God, teams are going to be shocked now. They're going to have to contend with Antoine Woods. He's fine, but he ain't football defensive line Jesus.
So is that positive, negative, or indifferent?
It's pretty negative.
Okay. Guys,
I'm feeling pretty down.
Got a positive.
Oh, no. Oh, good.
I've got a positive.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to submit this evidence, audio evidence.
Okay.
We stay boys. All we have to do is right. And we got to fix our now.
Go.
Now.
Got to flip the or he'll murder us like he is.
That's not us up there. Or Jerry, wipe that shit off. We gotta let the back in right now.
That sounds like a preview to a new action flick, but it's actually Marinelli and Rashard on the sideline eating that butt. I mean, they are
what?
Guys.
Is that a good or a bad?
They are fired up.
Not a fan of that.
And so just know that if it gets down to it, those guys are going to rally the troops, get everybody angry. You're going to see an inspired defensive effort. Did you guys hear that audio?
Okay. No, I did. Mm-hmm.
That's positive audio.
Okay, so I will ping it and now pong it. And my negative is maybe grown men don't like to be talked to that way.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Now, maybe they need to be talked to.
No, we're just having fun, okay? You guys know I think Chris Richard's a great coach.
It's not that much fun.
While we're having fun here, and this is a negative, you guys remember in Seattle, they didn't want him around anymore.
Ooh.
They didn't want him back.
It's true.
It's not that they didn't want him around anymore. They didn't want him back. They chose to go in a new direction.
Ken Norton Jr.
Did his voice and kind of hardcore, you know, maybe you know, Banny style.
The USC poster.
Wear down the guys. That's a negative. And we're just speculating, but just having fun.
I'm going to let a listener pinch it for me with some positive. This is Trey Evans, who tweeted us. He says, this is from Manish Kenya Mehta. He says, Adam Gase says CJ Mosley will be doubtful at best for the Cowboys game. That's a positive.
Positive.
Gase.
That's a positive.
Did you just name drop a guy we went to high school with?
I sure did, Jeff. And for me, it was elementary school. Yeah, Manish Mehta, but I gave a shout-out to the great Manish Kenya. Hey, that's fantastic news. If C.J. Mosley can't play, that's a positive.
Absolutely. God, I like where you took it there.
Yep.
Negative?
Oh, I'm negative here?
It's your turn.
All right, let's go with, God, this team is so good, it's hard to find negatives.
Okay, championship.
That would be a criticism of you right now.
Have we talked about the fact that Le'Veon Bell can really get it going, and we have not stopped the run at all this year? And a lot of people are writing off Le'Veon Bell, but with Sam Darnold coming back, then you have to respect the passing game a little bit more, which means Le'Veon Bell could get off, and this is a team that hasn't really done a good job in the last two games. Stopping the run, so you see where I'm going here.
Statistically, I'm adding on. I'm not taking it from you for my positive.
Fine.
But statistically, his numbers are poor. But
you're
Like he's been fine this year. Like Le'Veon Bell looks the same. He looks like he's got the shake.
You have sexual repression. It's like a Earl Campbell hot link that's been left on the grill. It's waiting to explode. Every once in a while,
sexual.
A little bit.
What are you doing with the Earl Campbell link, dude? Let the man. Relax his thighs in peace. I mean, he did so much running.
My positive is that the Stars got their first win of the season last night.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yes.
The 1-3 Dallas Stars.
Hey.
I tweeted out a poll question, new school poll question. We want you to answer. I tweeted out, will the Stars win a game this season? And most people said, how could anyone know? That was option C.
Yeah,
they
true.
Got the big win last night, securing 2 points. And a little bit of certainty that they won't completely bury themselves like they have the last 6 years.
Right.
So, big one for the Stars.
So, I've got some negativity. They lost their first three games?
Yep.
So, but this is their year.
Yep. Yeah.
Guys, I have a positive.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Coming up next.
Hold on. Game 5, Rays Astros.
The man who is going to be unveiled and debuted tonight is on the Ringer's Unicorn Rankings. Just how good is Kristaps Porzingis? He's playing tonight. Where is he on the rankings of the greatest freaks in the NBA? We'll get into it next on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.